Underground, written by Andrew McGann and read by William Zappa.
Part 1, Chapter 1. Its name was Yusuf. Probably a joke by someone in the Department of Meteorology. Or maybe that's just official policy now. A state of emergency decree from the government. If something looks big and dangerous, then find a means to link it to Islam. Either way, it was surely the biggest cyclone to hit that part of the Queensland coast in decades. A great granddaddy of a tropical storm. Category 5. Winds gusting over 290k, walls of horizontal rain like Allah himself was pissing in your face, and a storm surge that had lifted the Pacific Ocean by 20 murderous feet or more. I was right there in the middle of it all. 6 stories up, my belly on the tiles and one arm wrapped around the balcony railing, hanging on for dear life as I peered over the edge, nearly deafened by the unearthly shriek of the wind. My face stinging, my slotted eyes agonized, the rest of me drenched, with a whiskey glass clutched in my free hand, holding more seawater now than alcohol. Below me, 3 years of work was being steadily destroyed. The artificial beach had been the first to go. Huge waves loomed there now, their crests torn into a brown froth that streaked ahead wildly. I couldn't even tell where the beach had been anymore. Hundreds of dump trucks had emptied thousands of tons of white sand down there. It cost a fortune, but now it was all just part of the raging ocean. Even drunk and half terrified as I was, I could appreciate the irony. Leave the mangroves alone, the environmentalists had said. Leave the dunes behind them alone. They had protested and petitioned and chained themselves to bulldozers and gone to prison for their troubles. But what did I or my investors care? We wanted a pristine beach for the punters, not mudflats. We wanted open ocean views from the rooms, not the backs of old dunes covered with scrub. So I'd let the construction company loose to rip out the mangroves and level the frontage. 3 years later, the environmentalists were all gone, no doubt locked up for good these days, but Yusuf was teaching me a lesson. The storm surge had drowned most of the resort, the beach, and behind that the lawns and gardens and pathways that led to it. Wreckage floated everywhere. The 4-acre pool was underwater, with its cabanas and bars, as were the tennis courts, the croquet pitch, and, from what I could see, a fair percentage of the Championship Links golf course. But what was truly awesome was that the great muddy waves were rolling clear over the lot of it, 200 metres or more from the normal coastline, and slamming like thunder into the resort's main buildings.